Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
As Chicago brings us back, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me, even with a little bit of laryngitis. We continue to march around here, don't we, small business owners? I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, and the number three, thirdingredient.com. Joel Barker's our guest, our good friend, one of the great futurists of our time, joelbarker.com. I encourage you to go there and check it out. You'll get smarter when you do, and you'll thank me later. Joel, thanks again for being here. Folks, you got to find Joel's books, his films. You just got to spend some time with Joel. It'll change your life. Joel, thank you so much for all you've done for us over the last 13 years. Back when we started talking, you introduced us to something called 3D printing. Yeah. And it was back in those days, they had them. They were 3D printers, but they were about $10 million a piece. Now you can buy one for a few thousand dollars. And they're printing all kinds of different things, from things we used to extrude, to put in a car, to body parts, and you've got three different applications of the 3D printing that are real right now, aren't you?
Yes, and they're a big deal. And what we're going to talk about here is the fact that you and I have actually been talking through the paradigm shift of 3D printing, because when it started, it was a totally new set of rules. It was additive manufacturing instead of subtractive manufacturing, which is what we had done literally most of human history. And so one of the things that we find out is that there's this three-phase development of paradigms. The first phase is figuring out how to do it, and that's your $10 million machine. You know, right. It's expensive, but we can use it. Then the second stage is you figure out how to do it, but there's a whole bunch of applications that you would like to use it on that you don't know how to do. And so that's different, because we don't have to come up with a new paradigm. We just have to take the 3D printing paradigm and figure out how to make it happen. And so what I've got today is a cluster of three really interesting breakthroughs that are additional uses of 3D printing in industries you wouldn't think about. One of them is where they are starting to print human tissue, including the capillaries that allow the blood to flow to keep the cells alive.
Not just when we first started talking about that part, it was like the structure of an ear. Now you're talking about capillaries. That's amazing.
We are talking about being able to print muscle tissue and liver tissue and other things, because we can feed the tissue while we are building it. See, the problem is, as you're spreading the living cells out, printing them like a liver tissue, for instance, if you don't give them oxygen and food, they're dying while you're printing more things. So that is a huge breakthrough in the biotechnology era. And what's cool about it is that they've taken 3D printing, which started over in industry, and it's now having a role in health and the production of organs. So that's one. The second one is that a gentleman in San Francisco, a doctor, wanted to figure out how to soak up the excess chemotherapy chemicals that come when you're treating somebody with cancer. The problem is you put the chemical as close as you can to the tumor, but it leaks, and then it gets in the bloodstream, and once in the bloodstream, it's nasty stuff for other organs. He 3D printed a teeny little sponge shaped like a straw with holes inside the straw, which you can then put in a vessel near the application place of the chemotherapy, and it will suck up the chemotherapy drug before it travels into the system.
Chemo remediation. How about that?
Yeah, that's a good way to describe it. But what's so interesting is using 3D printing. Nobody at 3D printing said at the beginning, hey, why don't we print really small sponges to soak up chemotherapy? This is the evolution now of the technology. Mm-hmm. The biggest breakthrough in this whole thing is that there has been a choke point in 3D printing, and that is nobody could print metal in small segments. So doing nanotechnology work and 3D mm-hmm. printing in metal was impossible. Well, guess what? Yale University and Wuhan University in China have figured out how to do it, and they figured out how to do it so well that it looks like the technology that they've developed called thermomechanical, and I can't tell you what that means. I'm just giving you the language. You'd have mm-hmm. to Google thermomechanical. Allows them to cause metals to flow in very small amounts so that they can build small nanostructures out of, it looks like, any metal they want to.
Wow. So is this,
is this
at the molecular level, or is it just, is it molten?
It is absolutely, it's nanotech. The flow is nano.
It would be molecular, wouldn't it?
Yeah, 1/10,000th the thickness of a human hair, just to give you a sense of the scale.
Wow.
Which means now we are at the scale that allows us to print chips, computer chips,
mm-hmm.
and other small-scale devices for measurement and sensor wow. and things like that. And the big deal is their technology works on every metal they have tried.
Wow.
So all of a sudden you have this choice
and
of
that-
material.
And this stuff is now not just prototypes, it's in production, right? Some of the 3D printing things, right?
The technology that they have used to develop this, it will immediately go into the system. Now, you've got to remember, they've got to build the machines to
right.
deal with that size.
Right.
But they can't.
Folks, this is exciting in a lot of ways. These are the exciting things in our future. Some things in our future are a little scary.
3D technology continues to evolve.
And be exciting. Quick break, Tintin, right back with Joe Barker. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.